You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily fantasy football podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny Iron. When I'm not doing this, I'm writing about fantasy football and NFL at large for SportingNews.com. I'm here running around for Super Bowl 52. It's been a busy week, and we've got some time still for fantasy football, and we were waiting a little bit more to see what we're going to get with Rob Gronkowski here in a Super Bowl 52. He's the big question mark there in the game between the Eagles and Patriots. We broke down this game in detail with the matchups when each team has the ball in the previous show. This show will look specifically at the FanDuel and DraftKings lineups, potentials there for you when we have the prices in place, everything is good, we're trending toward the game here now. It's turning the corner from all the hype and hoopla of Super Bowl week to the actual end of practice and getting ready for this game on Sunday that's actually played, your last chance to play fantasy football in the 2017, now 18 season. So let's dive right into what we see. We'll start with the quarterbacks here. At DraftKings, you have Tom Brady at 15-5 and Nick Foles at 12-8. That's big salaries in these games here. And in looking at the other game, it's 17,000 for Tom Brady on FanDuel and 13-5 for Nick Foles. So again, it's really hard to invest in Tom Brady, but I think you almost have to here. There's a big difference, but you look at Foles versus Brady. I think if you're going to go with the Foles route, I think you look more on DraftKings in relation to his price because he's much less in relation to Brady there versus what he is on FanDuel. So if you're going to go with the quarterback, I think I'd go with Tom Brady there and take advantage of him on FanDuel, even at 17,000, while I go Nick Foles on DraftKings at 12.8. I think that's how I kind of play it. It's going to be pretty close. If I tell you who's going to have the better game, it's pretty close also. Nick Foles is going to have to throw the ball maybe a little bit more in this one. He could also be held back and having the running attack do a little bit better. Brady, I think, is a little bit safer. You know what you're going to get. But the key here is, can you get two touchdown passes out of Foles and 250 yards? And is Brady going to do a lot better than that? I think Brady will do a lot better than that. I think they're going to have to throw it. You can't really run on the Eagles. So I'm going to lean towards Brady as much as I can. I think Foles, the game flow could help Foles here. But overall, I'm going to try and invest in Brady in most of my lineups this week and act accordingly at other positions. Now, we look at the other big ticket item on these sites, and that's Rob Gronkowski, and you're paying 14.5 for him on FanDuel and 12.4 for him on DraftKings. We still don't know if he's going to be cleared to go. We expect him to. He's been limited in practice, but he still has to clear concussion protocol here for the Patriots to trot him out there in the Super Bowl. So do you go this route and not know, and if there's a game time decision on him, they'll probably have clearance on Saturday, so I don't think you have to worry about that, but I would refrain from making my lineup decision too early. But Gronkowski, the thing I'll say is don't be afraid. You have to maybe go this way because I think you could look at Zach Ertz and the price for him, 12,000 on FanDuel, way too expensive there. And DraftKings, if that's the one place I would consider him, at 9,300 in the full PPR format in relation to Gronkowski. But Gronk is the guy I want if he's in here. I mean, they're too close to me on FanDuel and price where I just wouldn't pay for Gronkowski and try to stack him with a Brady. And I think you can maybe look at Ertz on the other side, but I think the Patriots can do a good job of taking away Ertz. So if I'm going to pick the tight end of choice in this game, I'm not going to be afraid of the concussion. It's a concussion. It's not a knee or ankle or anything that can limit him or cause him to get re-injured. If he's cleared and good to go, he's going to be full bore for the Patriots, and he can dominate this matchup. We've seen Travis Kelce and Jordan Reed have some monstrous games. So I want Gronkowski in cash. I also want him in a lot of tournament lineups because he's a guy that can explode in this game, the best Patriot in position to do so. The big game is here, and it's time to cash in big and bet the game at mybookie.ag. If you haven't checked them out, this is the perfect weekend to get in the action. Have a hunch on who's going to win the coin toss or what color Gatorade the winning coach will be wearing? Log on now, check out the props, and get in on the action. Don't just watch the game. Lay down some money and be part of it. Join me and thousands of online players and start betting at mybookie.ag. MyBookie is the industry-leading online sportsbook, and the players always enjoy the fastest payouts in the business when they win, and you can win often and big on MyBookie. They pay without any hassles. You're wasting your time if you're betting anywhere else. And the best thing of all, they have live in-game betting, so you can place a bet even after kickoff. The best news of all is that you can go join now to score free cash to place your Super Bowl wager on the house. Right now, MyBookie is giving up to $1,000 to every new player. Sign up today to score an instant 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's right. If you join with $100, you'll get a $150 bankroll to play with. That's fantastic. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's the promo code LOCKEDON. MyBookie is your place for online betting action. MyBookie, you play, you win, and you get paid. Now, speaking of paying and getting paid, we'll still look at these prices here at the other positions, but pretty much quarterback and tight end are going to be the luxury items. And you know how we are with the fantasy football there, that we look at the quarterback and tight end position as you either pay a lot or a little. The case here is there's not much option there, and so that's what we have to look at. I think what's intriguing is this, in this game, in terms of the values here, is running backs. And you look at the Patriots, we used to have like a big question mark on who the Patriots guys, but it's clearly Deion Lewis in this season down the stretch. He's been huge for year-long fantasy, 8,900 there on DraftKings. Deion Lewis, 13,000 on FanDuel. So you look at Lewis, he can catch passes and all that, but they could go in a different direction as well. But Lewis is going to be heavily involved in the game plan. I've talked to him this week. He's feeling good about running effectively. But the thing that helps Lewis, it's his old team. He's a very good receiver. Between him and James White, I think people might be looking at James White. Is he going to touch the ball a little bit more? No. Lewis is the guy that really is the better receiver in terms of being dynamic and creating things in the open field. So I am looking in that direction there if I'm going up with the Patriots running back. That said, I like J.H.I. better because he's cheaper, 8,300 versus 8,900 there on DraftKings, and J.H.I.'s 12,000, 1,000 less on FanDuel. So less glaring difference there. But J.H.I., this is a 4.5 yards per carry team. They're facing the 4.7 yards per carry run defense here. So J.H.I. over Lewis overall, but Lewis is the best Patriots back. I wouldn't even consider any other Eagles back here in this particular matchup. Corey Clement could be get lesser touches. I know that he's been a part of this mix, but I don't think he's going to get too much work. And LeGarrette Blount, you're basically counting on a touchdown there. And so it's incredibly hard to trust these spread out committees beyond the lead. But if I'm going to go with the lead, I'm going J.H.I. over Lewis. But again, for the price, you got to look at J.H.I. Lewis, I think, is a good contrarian play for sure because the Eagles could trail this game and the Patriots have a lead, and Lewis does some more damage in the second half. The Patriots could go up-tempo, wear them down. So if you're going contrarian, Lewis is the way to go. I think J.H.I. is your better bet in the cash games for sure. Now let's look at the wide receivers in this one. And for the high-priced guys, 10,000 for Alshon Jeffrey of the Eagles on DraftKings, 9,500 for Danny Amendola of the Patriots. So he's considered now the leading receiver for the Patriots ahead of Brandon Cooks. But if I'm going to go with the number one target of these teams, technically, it's Jeffrey that I'm going with because he's the same price, 12.5 there on FanDuel, and he's a little bit more, but not significantly, only $500 more than Amendola. I just trust Jeffrey better. He's a better player. He has a better matchup. He can really match. Danny Amendola's got to face Patrick Robinson in this game a lot in the slot. He's maybe the best slot corner in the game this season. So that's me, gets me out of Amendola for sure. But so if you're going with the lead receiver there, I think you go Jeffrey. I think another way to go is look at the other receivers here. Brandon Cooks, only 12,000 in relation to those guys. So I think you'd have to go some combination of Jeffrey and Cooks in this one versus Amendola, 9,100 there. So $400 less than Amendola on DraftKings. This is Cooks, so I think that's what you look at for sure. Now, we go down a little further, and in terms of the complementary receivers, Nelson Agholor or Torrey Smith for the Eagles, 7,400 for Agholor. I think you have to look at him over Smith. I know he's 1,500 more there, but overall, Agholor is the guy that I would look at next because you have Eric Rowe on the other side. So some combination of Agholor has to be in your lineup this week. I just think you can't dig too deep at this position. It's just limited options. So if you're going to go, maybe go Cooks and Agholor and try to have those guys in, go for a little bit of a bargain. If you're going to go after Gronk, that's where you have to go. If you choose to go after someone else there and you want to go a little bit Eagles to be contrarian, that's where you maybe stack up for Jeffrey. But I would go away from Amendola in this game. I know he's been Danny playoff and whatever, but the Patriots are smart to realize that Robinson is good and they're going to go away from that matchup as much as possible. The Eagles have a good linebacker there in coverage in Nigel Bradham. We've talked about that in the previous show as well. So in terms of the price, that's where you go. Now, Chris Hogan, people are going to ask about him, but he's hardly been a big part of this offense. So 6,400 there on DraftKings and 10,000. So no way I'm looking at him. I might throw a little bit of a tournament dice roll at Hogan, but he's got a tough matchup here against Ronald Darby overall. He hasn't had a great season for the Eagles. He's a Penn Stater, played lacrosse there, so there's some local line there. But Hogan just is really touchdown dependent at this point, and he really was early in the season, and he's just not looked the same since, so I don't expect him. Now, if you're going for a Hail Mary here, that's a tough one, but I might look at the Philip Dorsett, Mac Hollins type of X-factor. We've seen like Chris Matthews, those type of players randomly go off. I think I'm going more there with Mac Hollins. I just don't trust Dorsett to be in the game or any other receiver that much for the Patriots like that beyond those big three. But Mac Hollins is a guy that the Eagles like to throw out as a wrinkle and stretch the field. I kind of like him more even than Torrey Smith in this game. So if you're going to go for a deep, deep dice roll, that's where I'm going. Now, if there's any other question of maybe anybody else you can play in this game, Rex Burkhead is someone I look at in the backfield just because of the ability to score touchdowns for the Patriots and get them all in the red zone there to finish Lewis drives, but that's about it. I don't think you go too deep, and Burkhead is actually more than LeGarrette Blount in this game, but that's where I would go. I mean, you could Burkhead at 6,900 versus 5,500 for Blount. So on the DraftKings, keep that in mind. In the other game, 9,000 Blount is more expensive than Burkhead. So that's how I kind of look at Burkhead. Go for the values. Try to find them. And kicker, really, this options are there. I just go with the cheapest kicker. And you're looking at Jake Elliott. Don't worry about him being a rookie. That's where you go this week. Save the few hundred dollars. He's 1,000 less there, actually, than Guskowski on FanDuel. So you look at these kickers, I think the Patriots could be the better red zone defense here. Slow things down situationally, cause them to kick field goals. So I expect that to happen if more. So just go with Elliott there, save the money there. When you look at the defenses, I'm not crazy about either defense in this. So I think you just go away from that type of effort here. So I expect it to be a high scoring game, and that's going to be a lot of points, and that's good for fantasy football. So you want the most trusted people in the lineups this week. When you're playing the last game, I think you can have a lot of success. So great, great opportunity to play one last time here in DFS in 2017-18, and it's a lot of fun. And keep in mind, if this game's over and all that, there's still plenty of stuff for you to listen on the Locked On NFL Network. We got your beat reports from every team. Locked On Eagles is doing a great job covering the game, and they're just fantastic breakdown of everything you need to know. And then as we go into the offseason, we'll also have our Locked On NFL Draft continue to be ramp up and be the story on the Locked On Network. They've done a great job there, John Lettier, Trevor Sikkema, getting you ready for the draft. So once all that is over, you'll have some more fun here on FanDuel, DraftKings. It was a good blast and a good season, but we got to already look forward to next year. Just like the Patriots or Eagles, if they win the Super Bowl, they're already going to be thinking about next year's Super Bowl. So great part to be part of the network. Thanks again for listening this season. It's hard to believe that next time we talk to you that it will be talking about 2018 and what's coming up there. So we'll have complete breakdowns there. We're not going away in the offseason, even though fantasy football shut down. We'll still break down a lot of things that we're going to see with teams changing and all that. So good stuff. We had the big trade this week with Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith. Now, the early thoughts, it's hard to say because these are teams in transition where we don't know where Kirk Cousins lands. So it's impossible to analyze that. Alex Smith, I don't think this is the close to the final Redskins team you're going to see, and a lot of injury issues and things that we're going to see in flux with the Redskins. So too early to call that, but we will be there to do that for you once we have a better idea of where all these teams are going. It's hard to do that before the shakeout of NFL free agency. So there you have another edition of Locked On Fantasy Football is in the books. Please subscribe there on iTunes and check us out in our new format, Megaphone, powered by Panoply. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this is Vinny Iyer. We'll see you next time.